Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
Parksy.
What up? We talking camping?
We are going to talk a little bit of camping today.
And would you say that, like, the three of us aren't, like, huge campers, but love it, admire it, and I totally get it, and I know why people love it, and in fact, I want to do more of it.
Yeah, you know what, for me, you know the kind of things you'd love to do with your family, but no one in your family is interested in doing?
Right.
Camping is on that list.
And you know what? Maybe one night by yourself, you know, camping could be fun. I can see, you know, the solitude. I don't think I'd want to do a week without my family, you know, in the woods.
Yeah.
No, that's called missing.
Yeah. No, I like to throw my wife right under the bus here to start off the podcast. We would do more camping if it wasn't for her. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't want to go.
Yeah, no.
And it's kind of a thing, and I really kind of want to, and she doesn't, so we don't.
We touched a nerve here. I like it. So, Johnny, you want to camp, wifey doesn't.
Correct. So we don't.
I'm in the exact same boat. And my kids, they are not in any way interested. So what happens then? Well, you know what you do? Mm. You do what you do in life. You surrender. You give up.
Yep.
And you move on to something else.
No one wants to take one for Dad.
No. Johnny, it's amazing how that happens.
Why would we want to see Dad smile? Why would we want that?
You know what the worst part, though, is? It's almost better you don't. Because what would happen is they would let you know while you're camping that they're not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it would ruin everything that you dreamed it would be the opposite.
Yeah. And you also know, like, you realize one of the things that you realize as an adult is the way you behave to get things when you're three don't work anymore when you're an adult. Like, when you're three and you just go, mommy, 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 eventually mommy's going to give in. Most mommies, anyway.
Right.
When you're an adult, that doesn't happen. I could bring up camping every day 15 times at home for 10 years, and they're still not going.
And I think reverse psychology doesn't work when you get to a certain age. Like, you can't say to your families, hey, I bet we can't go camping this weekend. There's no way we can do it.
No, sir.
Oh, yes, we can.
That is not going to happen. But I tell you what, and I won't speak for Parker, but I know for Garbutt and I, if you are going camping, Johnny and I are there with you in spirit.
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, some of my favorite memories are of camping. I remember as a teenager going to Sandbanks. They were some of the first times being out in nature with friends and just having fun and drinking and just being idiots.
Yeah.
And having a great time, and man, just awesome memories. Also remember once camping in Western Canada in a torrential rainstorm, having to sleep in the car, a buddy of mine and I sleeping in the car because the rain was so bad the tent collapsed, and a bear, a black bear, banging on the hood of the car in the morning.
But you have that story forever.
Yes.
Right?
Like, it's still a great time.
Great story, great memories. I got Charlene and I actually were looking at trailers a couple of years ago. We decided to have a third kid instead.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those trailers are absolutely freaking gorgeous.
Yep, they are.
Holy. Like, you could, I know I could live in one. If I didn't have a family, easily I could live in a trailer.
Sure, of course.
We did the radio show from trailer campers, like three or four times from RVs.
Yeah.
And man, are you telling me you couldn't spend a week in one of those things? Absolutely.
Like, that's glamping, as they like to say.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Not the old school camping.
But you know what? Even things like some of the things that make it easier now, like there's all kinds of different portable mattresses. There's air mattresses, right? You just need a generator or something to blow them up. Or man, you gotta have a lot of wind power in your lungs.
Dad's dizzy. Maybe someone else can help? No? Okay, I'll keep going.
There's no way I could do that. I would expire before I got the job done. But you get various pumps and stuff. There's even hand pumps you can use, right? That make the sleeping on the ground part a memory. But yeah, good time. So what do you have, Parksy?
So just a couple do's and don'ts if you're listening to this and you're going to go camping, especially if it's maybe your first time. The very first do here is do be aware that you're traveling in bear country, as you just mentioned.
Can I throw in a don't that would go with that?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say it's probably on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave open food packages outside your tent.
Okay, so it says here, it says take precautions to secure your food in camp or 100 feet from your kitchen area. So is that saying, like, you know, cook over here and sleep over there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I would also say, like, if you, let's say you brought canned ham. Mm.
Yes.
Right.
Close
and
it up.
And you had the key, right? You take the key and you don't just let it sit there overnight, because you're really inviting a lot of different wildlife, including the bear, to join your party.
Would your wife be insulted if, like, everything was eaten except for her lasagna? Even the bear's like, oh, I'm not eating this. Honey, your lasagna is safe. Freaking bear had no interest. Hasn't eaten in all winter.
Everything else is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, honey, your what? The lasagna made it.
Right.
We got something to snack on the way home.
Bear's like, I haven't eaten literally in 4 months, and I'm still not eating that.
Yeah. I've even eaten everything that's been in the garbage.
Yes.
Before I touched this lasagna.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Another do here, and this is actually interesting. It's talking about, like, some of the, you know, you mentioned sandbanks and, like, some of the great campgrounds, whatever. But it says, also don't be scared to, like, go, like, deeper into the woods. Because sometimes it's nice not to be near a porta potty. And sometimes they even say here, it's nice to not be next to a family where, like, the dad's singing Wagon Wheel for the 30th time in a row around the campfire.
I think there's something to be said for that, for going deep woods.
Yes. And then it says here, okay, so if you go deep woods here, it says have a plan how to deal with waste when camping in primitive campsites. You got to bring a shovel, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And you got to dig deep, it says. Dig deep.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
Put it right next to the lasagna.
What if the bear ate that instead?
Your wife would want to go home, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
And put her in a bad mood.
There's a lot about bears here. It's just don't assume, since you haven't seen a bear, that you can just kind of relax about it. And don't trust that line where it says here, where it says, like, you don't have to be faster than the bear. You have to be faster than your friends. Because sometimes the bear just likes you.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, that would be if the bear took a liking to you.
Yes.
And you also, you don't want to win the race against your youngest child.
Yes. Sorry, Junior.
You're not even looking back.
No. Nope.
Yeah. The toddler was behind me. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Their 6-year-old hammies couldn't go as fast as your 45-year-old hammies.
Oh, and then you turn around and you see the bear, and the bear's walking away, and you're like, oh my goodness, I made it out of that one.
Yeah, that's right. And you're like, oh my God, if only my littlest one was born out of lasagna. Honey, throw some lasagna on Junior. Scare him.
Everyone's smeared with lasagna.
Hey, kids, before we go to bed, everyone get mom's lasagna and put it on your pulse points. Oh, so fun. She doesn't want to go camping, eh?
It looks like war paint.
Yes. Yes. Who are you fighting against? Bears. Okay, what else to say here? Don't forget to clean up after your mess or whatever. Also, talk about food. It says don't be scared. Like, don't just go, like, hot dogs and beans it's kind of fun. We're gonna camp, but don't be scared to, like, actually cook real food. You know what I mean? And if you go on TikTok, there's, like, I think it's called Men with Pots. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
I think it's these Swedish guys, but they're, like, in Ireland, and they're in the woods, and they cook, and they edit it, and it is unbelievable what they cook together, like, what they cook. And just cooking outside, open flames. God, that would be beautiful.
Yeah. It's fun.
Let's see here. It says, know how to make a fire. They call it caveman TV. What is better than just staring at a fire? Is that, like, not the greatest thing in the world?
The best.
The campfires?
The best.
Don't forget to bring a few things to make you feel more comfortable. There you go. Earplugs, for example. Because sometimes it's...
So you can't hear the bear.
You can't hear your death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it does say here, like, sometimes you think every little squirrel is a bear. And sometimes you just got to get your sleep, where odds are it probably is just a little thing. So get yourself some potential earplugs. Don't forget the things you need to survive out there. Warm jacket, bottle opener. Like, there's a great example. Wouldn't that suck? Like, if my wife is going to enjoy camping, she's going to be drinking wine.
I'm going to say it's something that, especially if you're going with a bunch of people or if with your family, that's something that really does require a checklist.
Yes.
Like, another one that would suck would be, because a lot of families, they just don't use them anymore, is a lighter.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Like, I could easily see somebody going, okay, who brought the lighter?
Yes.
And nobody's firing up darts.
And I don't know about you guys. I don't know if I could rub two sticks together and make a fire.
No, sir.
I'd have a heart attack before I
can opener as well, please.
Can opener, right? And then maybe even things like sugar and whatever. You know what I mean? Things that you just have on hand at home that you would never even think of.
Yeah.
Here's a great don't. Don't be the person who puts a huge log on the fire right before you go to bed. You know that one guy's like, woo, we're going to go all night.
Yeah.
Throws a log on the fire.
Super beast of a fire.
I will say, as a kid, there was nothing better, because it was a guy's trip, you know, dad, uncles, cousins, all boys, everyone peeing on the fire to put it out. God, those are great memories.
That's what you remember.
Did you ever pee out a fire? That sound? It's the best part of being a dude.
Okay.
You ever see a woman do that?
Logistically, I think it's a little more difficult.
Yeah. Like, it was always part
the
of the
OG fire
trip.
Crotch. What's that?
Yeah, it was always part of the camping trip. It was in my top five memories, peeing with my dad.
Peeing on a fire?
Yeah, like, it was cool.
Dad, remember that trip we went on and we peed on the fire?
Yeah, remember how long your stream was? You had, like, 14.
I tell you, Dad, you must have had one hell of a prostate back in those days.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you.
That's what Field and Stream
you put out
about,
a five-alarmer and with one stream. But
the last one here is don't compromise the environment. Like, don't, vandalize rocks and trees. Don't spray paint stuff.
Like, don't cut down, like, live living branches.
Isn't that
for kindling.
Really sad that they have to add that when you think of it?
Well, how many times have we talked about it? I know it's not camping, but when you go up north and you see, like, spray paint on the bridges, like, you see all these beautiful trees, and you're like, finally, we're going up north cottage country. And then you'll see, like, Dave loves Lisa written in, you know, crappy handwriting.
It's good to know.
Graffiti. So it's just, like, just kind of try to leave it as the best way as you showed up kind of vibe. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome province. You know, the other one I remember we used to go on Cub Scout camping trips. I don't know if they were dedicated Cub Scout camps. I think we went a couple of summers, but man, that was a lot of fun.
Sure.
Like, you'd play all kinds of games like Capture the Flag and stuff like that in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And you go, you know what? I don't really remember much of it, but I just remember it was
great.
It was fun. It was, it was a good time. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes me want to go. Okay, Johnny, your goal this summer is to convince your wife, Sarah, to go camping.
That's not happening.
No.
I don't know what to tell you, dude.
No.
I've tried so... I'll tell you, as we get older, it's not getting any easier.
No. Johnny, I feel your pain. There's... okay, put it this way, and I think you're with me. There's no way I'm ever bringing it up again.
No, the only way that it's going to happen is if for some reason my two kids like are totally into it and she just has to go for the kids. That's it. And I don't see that happening because they're both much more like their mom than they are like me. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Buddy, I feel your pain, my friend. Feel your pain. Fortunately, we've got a nurse in the house early. Never know when we may require one. We get three sick people in here. Good morning, Tammy.
Morning.
That is your profession. You are you're a nurse.
I'm a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, wow!
A witch? I think
babies. You make babies come out.
I make babies. Yeah.
Babies come out.
Baby nurse. Mm-hmm. Oh, Johnny Garth Garbutt, beautiful wife Sarah has done that twice in the last few years, so he's pretty familiar with watching someone else go through that.
Yeah.
So much easier when you're watching someone else go through it.
Tammy, can I ask you a question? Because one of the most humiliating experiences in my life came when my third son was born, who was a, what's it called?
Cesarean. Yeah.
And so they said that the baby needed skin-on-skin time, like ASAP, and my wife was busy.
Yeah.
And so they made me...
Ripped off your shirt?
Yes! Why do you do that? I'm not saying
baby.
I know, but listen, I know that he was like 5 minutes old, but his dad was embarrassed.
Yeah, you weren't doing it in the middle of Nathan Phillips Square, for God's sake.
No, but there was still enough people around.
Oh,
and then
you don't pay attention.
Tammy.
Nobody cares, buddy.
The baby's instinct was to latch onto my main boob. I say, there ain't nothing there, bud.
Well, Tammy, great to talk to you this morning. I tell you what, we've got a night out for you on May 13th. You'll see Journey along with Ann Wilson of Heart, and that will be at Scotiabank Arena.
Okay.
No. All right, Tammy. So, Ryan, the...
I have a great idea. I'm going to pitch you guys the idea after this game.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll play the game first, and then Tammy can immediately hang up on us.
Yes.
Okay. So five questions. You'll have 40 seconds.
All right. Okay. All right, Tammy. Best of luck to you. Okay. Just say pass if you can't think of the answer right away. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And here we go. What season comes after spring? What's the next one?
Summer.
Why didn't Goldilocks sleep in Papa Bear's bed?
It was too big. I can't remember.
Oh, Johnny's rough. Frogs begin life as what?
Tadpoles.
Which sport is played at the French Open?
Tennis.
Name the chili pepper that is the hottest on the Scoville scale.
I don't know, Scotch bonnet, but I know that's wrong.
Hey, listen, you threw it out there. I wouldn't even know one, I don't think, to be honest with you. Okay. All right.
That was quick.
Johnny.
Tammy's very efficient.
Very efficient. Mm-hmm. And there was no wiggle room, courtesy of Judge Johnny, on question number two.
And I think, too, when it comes to the cesarean births, Tammy probably doesn't say, what do you call that thing again? What's that? You know, that thing. What do you call that?
The old C-section?
Yeah, that's the one.
Gotcha.
All right. So, and Johnny, merciless.
Oh, Tammy's only bringing life to the planet, but that's okay.
Nah.
1, 2, 3 out of 5 for Tammy.
All righty.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
What season comes after spring?
Summer.
Why didn't Goldilocks sleep in Papa Bear's bed?
Why didn't she sleep in Papa Bear's bed?
Yeah, she didn't like it because it was...
Next.
Okay. Frogs begin life as what?
Guppies. No, there's another thing
you
like
got
that.
It.
Yeah.
When I say it, you're gonna be like, "That's it."
Yeah, of course.
Temple.
I know it's that's
Temple.
It. Yes.
There you go, Tammy. Tadpole. See, here's the thing, Tammy.
Tadpole.
You probably don't get distracted at your job like we do. Therefore, you win. Tammy missed out on the Goldilocks as well. It was too hard, the bet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too. I couldn't remember.
It's okay. You're going back.
I didn't even make it to questions 4 and 5. I assume Tammy did.
Hey, Tammy, and you passed the baby back well before reading, anyways, right? You don't have to take care of them that long.
That's someone else's responsibility.
No. Right. Which sport is played at the French Open?
Tennis.
Yep. Name the chili pepper that is hottest on the Scoville scale.
I don't think it's a habanero, is it? No, it's something else.
The old Carolina Reaper. Okay, so here's my idea. I'm going to pitch you guys, ED.
All right.
So Tammy wins.
Tammy, if you want to hang around and listen to this, but we totally understand if you just hang up and go about your day.
I'm fine. I'm just driving.
Okay. Tammy, you're going to pitch this to your boss, to the hospital, to whoever. For people like myself that are a little humiliated and don't like to take their shirt off when the baby's going to right away. Okay, skin on skin time. I'm allowed to bring in a sub, or you have one on standby, like some buff guy. Some buff guy. His only job is to stand there with no shirt on.
If only we had some buff guy.
Yeah, right. I think that would be a popular choice. Mm-hmm. I think number two would be the way to go.
Okay, so you get a buff guy, and he just sits there in a chair. And when you need him, when a dad's like, I'm humiliated, buff guy, do the skin-on-skin time, he's there for you.
What about a receiving moo-moo? It's like a tent over you so no one else can see.
Oh, I like it.
While you're receiving the skin-on-skin.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
I do like that idea.
Okay, either one, Tammy, you pitch it.
Okay, I'll mention it today.
Yeah.
We'll start looking for someone to hire for that.
Right. Let us know how that goes, Tammy.
I will.
Journey with Ann Wilson of Heart, Scotiabank Arena on May 13th. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning, Tammy. And we all appreciate what you do. Thank you. I think Matea Roach should do well on Smarter Than Derringer, eh? Like, what was question number one that you asked Tammy and me?
Make sure you answer it in the form of a question. What season follows spring?
I think she would get that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's at 15 on Jeopardy. She's won $350,000, top 10 of all time. And now there's kind of, this is what happens when you do well and you've moved from one city to another, is the two cities battle over ownership of your rights, mm-hmm. right? Like Halifax is like, nah, she grew up in Halifax, and Toronto's like, she came here for U of T.
It's amazing. Tough one.
It's different, though, when you disgrace yourself internationally. Mm-hmm. That's the exact opposite happens. They just can't. No, she's from Halifax.
If she robbed a beer store dressed as a goalie, she'd be from She'd be from Winnipeg. Toronto. Yeah, Winnipeg.
We just make up a city at that point.
Okay, so here's a trivia question that Kelly sent me, and I can't get really a true answer. And I wonder if, is it Matea? Is that her
Matea
name?
Matea Roach would get it.
Would get it.
Yeah, like, her knowledge is just insane.
I mean,
like,
some of the answers.
How good you have to get on Jeopardy.
Oh.
But to get on there, and I think she's answered, it's like 93% of the questions correctly.
Total correct responses, 379. She's like eighth all time when it comes to like the consecutive or whatever. She's top 10 in money made. She's killing it. Halifax or Toronto? She's Canadian.
That's Toronto.
Respect.
Toronto.
So the
question, day she loses, it'll be Halifax.
So if she's listening right now, maybe on the Radio Player app?
Yeah, probably.
You know a BB gun?
Mm-hmm.
What's the BB stand for?
Great. Great question.
Great question.
Well, the BB is the BB. That's the projectile. Where that comes from, I don't know.
So Kelly sent me that question, and I seriously can't really get a clear answer. Some say ball bearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
Some say like bullet ball.
I like ball bearing out of those two.
And then there's another website that basically it's like the size of it. Like if you look at a chart and different types of balls that would be shot, the B, like there would be like certain numbers, A, and then B, and then a BB. And the BB is kind of the universal one. And so it took its name from that.
It's a small missile, but I tell you, you take one in the head, it still hurts.
Absolutely.
It's like paintball. Oh, yeah, paintball. There's a reason you wear glasses when you're playing paintball.
Right. Close range BB shot will break skin.
Yes, it will.
There was one in Acton on the weekend.
A what?
BB shooting.
Was there?
Yeah, for real. Like, I saw, like, whoop, the police were everywhere. And then I heard through my source that some teenagers were shooting, like kids in the park and stuff.
Come
like,
on, targeted hits.
Yeah, like, and awful. Isn't that terrible?
So it wasn't like a bunch of kids were fooling around and one hit the other. They were actually going after children?
It was in the paper. We don't have the internet yet, but it was in the paper that it was some teenagers from like Georgetown.
So it probably happened like 6 weeks ago and they're just getting around to reporting it. Well, there was another insane story yesterday in Bracebridge where somebody had gone to a dog park in Bracebridge and thrown down pieces of uncooked hot dog, which, of course, dogs love, and put fish hooks in it.
Just because you hate dogs, I guess.
I guess so.
What are you doing?
I guess you have that sort of an issue with dogs that you would put fish hooks into a piece of hot dog and throw it into a dog park. Like, what kind of a moron would do that?
Like, my biggest pet peeve in the world is people that don't pick up after their dog. And it happens a lot because I live at a park. I live at a park. But I'll never blame the dog for it. Always blame the owner.
Yes.
Who? Like, if you're upset with a dog at a park.
Yeah, you make a good point, my friend.
The dog's just being a dog.
Also correct.
Think of what dogs do. They smell each other. Like, they're dogs.
Most mammals. There's an in-and-out situation that goes on there.
Right.
Not blaming the dog is a great start.
Yep. You know what? You know who's never going to win Jeopardy? A dog.
Can you imagine those sitting in your basement and going, gee, how am I going to handle this whole thing over at the dog park? I got a great idea. I got a tackle box full of fish hooks. Why don't I put some through hot dogs and throw them over so the dogs eat them? That'd be a great idea.
I take 40 minutes out of my day and individually pierce each hot dog with a fish hook.
Oh, man. Last week it was the Twitter board of directors saying, we're going to do the poison pill. Nobody's going to be able to buy more than 15%. Somebody had a change. Somebody got to them, eh? It was like billions. If you watch the TV show, somebody always gets to them. Mm-hmm. Somebody always goes in there and says, like, what are you people thinking? We're talking $44 billion here. I think Jack Dorsey's cut is $984 million. That's what he's going to walk away with.
For an idea. Oh, my God.
How long would it take you to be convinced that instead of standing by your principles, standing by the product that you started and developed and loved and nurtured, and you should carry on with it, or $984 million.
Gone. Say thanks. Sold. Half a second, millisecond. I don't have that. You always hear stories of people that turn down big numbers. Not me.
I'd break the world record for the 100-meter dash to the elevator the check in my hand.
I'm texting you all of my banking information right here, right now. My pins.
Yeah. How long is this transfer going to take?
Transit code. Yeah. Whatever you need, Elon. Whatever you need, bro.
Yeah, so $44 billion and Elon Musk is going to... And you get a whole ton of people who've already said, I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm never coming back. Most of them, ironically, already drive Teslas, I would think. Right?
Right.
But you're like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to have anything to do with this. And I'm going to move on, go about my business. But you go, like, I don't know what I'd buy with the Elon Musk money. Can you imagine, like, you turning into Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
Can you imagine you become a freak of nature?
Like, just surf?
And you'd be surfing, like, with the white goo he had all over his face.
He buys a lot of sunblock.
Oh, he looked like Tracy Bingham out there on the surfboard. Like, man, he doesn't even look human anymore. No. That's what that kind of money does to you, right?
God, I don't even know either. Makes you realize you just love little things in life, right?
Yeah. I'm also afraid. I'm so lazy. If I had that kind of money, I don't think I'd ever leave the house. I'd have a really, really good, like, sound system.
Sure.
And a pretty good TV, but, like, I don't know. I'd probably want maybe McPizza by McDonald's or something.
Sure, right.
Just bring back McPizza because the top of my mouth has been tenderized for the last 30 years, and I need that feeling back of a 2 a.m. McPizza. Where your top of your throat feels like it's been through a shredder.
One thing I would buy is I would buy like a hockey rink for like kids though, because I spend a lot of times in rinks and you see a lot of mistakes. And like I would want it so you have like if you have four pads, like there's a bar up there that you can see. Like they do have those, but they're tough to come by. Like Canland's got them, and I would just make it awesome. And I would just say like my friends and family, like it's yours whenever you want it. Here's the code. Have fun, and I get to drive the Zamboni.
Would you make it for the local kids or just friends and family? Like, would this be an exclusive Parker presentation or?
My friends and family free. Other teams from outside, you got to pay.
They got
to
pay.
I just spent $44 billion. I need to make some of that back.
Johnny?
I think I'd pay off the Bolden bylaw officer and build a water park in my backyard, like totally out of code.
Celine Dion style.
Yeah, big time.
Stephen Del Duca.
Yeah. With like some sort of like mesh netting so I could use it in the rain too.
Uh-huh. You'd build that sucker right to the fence, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Like, neighbors would be super pissed.
Do like the, like, you know, at the Delta Chelsea where, you know, the water slide comes outside the building?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool. Maybe
be good.
Yeah, build your own place.
Yep, that would be my number one.
I love that you wouldn't move.
Nope.
I love that you still live in the same house with billions of dollars.
Well,
at a water park.
I just redid the bathrooms. So I don't know.
You notice that none of the things that we think about have anything to do with what people's opinions are on anything. I couldn't care less.
No.
Like, there's so much grief involved. Anything that involves, like, Twitter, like, say what you will about Elon Musk. Like, the guy's going to take nothing but grief about this. Yeah, you do own Twitter. But clearly, there's a lot of people that disagree with it. Like, I thought one of the first things that would come to mind if I had that kind of money would be I'd love to buy the Leafs. And I thought about it for a few minutes. I thought, no, I wouldn't. No.
Is this a vanity purchase for him? Like, I now own Twitter.
Of course I own Twitter.
I'm going to Mars, and I own Twitter.
Yes, indeed.
Top that, everyone else on Earth.
Uh-huh. Okay, can he change one thing? Here's one thing I just don't understand about Twitter. I don't get how this isn't a thing already. How come you can't post a picture on Twitter and a, what do they call it, like ABC,
a poll?
A poll question. Why can't you do that?
Well, maybe this will be part of what he'll change about Twitter.
Send him a DM.
Let him know that. Tell him when you start to make changes, that's what I want, a picture and a poll.
Did he get at Elon, or does he have, like, at Elon underscore Musk, Musky? Like, because he can't even get that.
At underscore Elon 52, 727.
Like, I don't get it. Like, sometimes it's like with technology, I'm like, you guys are so smart, but sometimes the most obvious thing isn't there.
No, but this is the whole idea of an exercise like this. We're not them, right? We can't imagine. Like, I have zero desire to change anyone's mind about anything. I don't care that much.
I'm just not that driven.
No. Well, part of it is the drive, and clearly these guys all have drive, but there's also wanting to be involved in the way people think. People are going to think the way they think. I have zero desire to change that. And I also don't want to be on the receiving end. That would be what would suck about Johnny for you buying the Raptors. And I buy the Leafs. We go to MLSE and Bell and Rogers and the whole bunch and say, Garbutt wants the Raptors. I'll take the Leafs. We'll split TFC and the Argos. You go, man, you take nothing but heat about it.
Oh, for sure. And now I got to go to work every day. Like, the whole point of being rich is to not work.
But isn't that weird? Like, everybody says, if I win $60 million in the Lotto Max, I'll never work another day in my life. This guy's the richest guy in the world, and the guy works like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, that this is what separates them from
huge.
Us,
Mike. I want to fall into money. I don't want to make it.
Yeah. Nice lottery win and out of the country.
I don't want to work for it.
Immediately head offshore. But this is what guys like him do. Well, we have with us local bylaw specialist, Johnny Garth Garbutt.
Thank you so much. You guys are always wondering, like, hey, who calls 311? A lot of people do. And they just released, it's called Toronto's Troubles. Most common complaints to 311 in 2021 by ward. Now, we talked about it before, STP, and you guys said potholes should be up there. Didn't even make a list for any of the wards.
That's no, surprising. Not one ward. Like, there's some bad ones, too. I know Kipling is really bad in Etobicoke. I ripped out a pretty well an axle on Kipling once, coming home from a tour of the neighborhood stop.
Like, it's so universal, I can't believe it's not on this list.
No. Johnny, there is one personal favorite, though, that shows up in six different wards in the city of Toronto, and that is general pruning.
Interesting. Yes.
People have an issue, the number one 311 issue. From east to west, from the western part of Etobicoke right to the very eastern border of Scarborough and Pickering. General pruning.
Mm-hmm. So is that calling on your neighbors, or is that calling in like parks and stuff like that?
Like trim that bush.
Yeah. What, Toronto, you can't afford an arborist? Get one in. Get the, maybe like over wires and things like that. But general pruning seems to be up there, along with a trend right through kind of the center of Toronto, York Center, Eglinton, Lawrence, Toronto, St. Paul. You guys love to have your bins replaced.
Yeah, big on the bins.
The funky bins are the worst.
Dirty bins. Willowdale, long grass and weeds. That's it.
I guess that's on city-owned property, right?
You would think so. Like rather. When you go to a park and like you know, the dandelions are everywhere.
Can like the Geddy Lee Alex Lifeson Park there. Mm-hmm. That's just off Yonge Street, Yonge and Sheppard.
Can I safely assume that there was lots of complaints about people saying their neighbors are not testing their wastewater enough?
Is
that on the list?
That may fall into Humber Black Creek, Etobicoke North.
Great Lake Creek.
York's Southweston,
yep.
Who all are saying property standards.
Yes.
You're a three-a-day guy when it comes to testing your wastewater, aren't you?
Are you not? Am I over-testing? Or do I make up the average? Listen, you can never be too safe. Yeah.
Well, Peter Uni says you do it every time you brush your teeth, right?
Correct.
When you're about to brush your teeth, test your wastewater. It's pretty neat, right?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. That's why
you test it as many times as it takes to come back to your liking.
And I can see a place like Willowdale potentially not testing enough.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, Johnny.
Okay, so the big one that I think that is hilarious is Beaches East York has this is the biggest one throughout 2021 for 311 complaints. And that is, it just says here, cadaver wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to clean up the cadavers.
I've passed a roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
On Trafalgar. It's been there 3 weeks.
Well, that's the whole thing. You expect one day. Maybe you come back the second day, still there.
But you know what's weird? This one in particular, it's right, like there's not many houses.
It's not a person, is it?
No, it's to be honest with you, I'm like, is it taxidermy? Like, it's still pretty good. I hate to say it.
Oh, it's still intact.
But it's like right next to a guy's driveway, and there's only about 10 houses on that road.
I got to tell you, I'm going to put that right up there with the list of jobs I don't ever want to do.
Never in a million years.
Cadaver cleanup on the roads?
No,
thank you.
Like, I think it's in Pennsylvania. They just passed a law where you can eat it now.
No, well, in Pennsylvania, it's deer, too, right? Yeah, man, right. That's tough work.
Right.
And another one, Scarborough Guildwood. What's injured dist wildlife?
Yeah.
Dist? Like disrespected?
It just says injured dist, D-I-S-T wildlife.
Yeah.
Just like injured wildlife, like foxes with three legs?
I guess.
How did it lose its leg?
Well, and that tells you, like, that's the number one 311 complaint. Like, if you said, okay, that's the number 27 complaint, I'd get it.
Wouldn't it be like noise complaints? If you get fireworks, wouldn't that be up there?
No.
Like, dist raccoons get more love?
That's no, it is actually very surprising the things you see on here that people complain to 311 about. Property standards is another one that is a bunch of different wards throughout the cities. Like, in other words, like, not only trim your bush, but keep that place looking half decent.
Is that a straight up be nice, clear your ice kind of thing?
It's also like your place looks like a dump.
Yeah.
I live next to you and I'd like some value for my home here. I want to put it on the market and your place looks like the Munsters live there.
Right. Would that also be like maybe some dude just says, you know what, I'm going to put a fence here, and it's not even his property?
No, I don't even think it's that.
No,
it's property not. Disputes, you'd understand too. Mm-hmm. Although most of those quickly go from 3 to 911.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd also like to think, like, how many dead animals are, like, in the beaches that is your number one complaint over, like Rye said, fireworks, potholes, uh-huh. noisy neighbors, fences falling down.
Big numbers, buddy.
Like, I feel like there's just raccoons and ditches everywhere over there.
Do you want to know something? It's funny, and I mentioned this to Johnny this morning. I have to pick up a new blue bin today. Mm-hmm. I think you just go to, like, the blue bin place, like the public, you know, where the Salters and stuff are?
Yeah.
Whatever that building's called. And you just go and get
public
one.
Public Works.
What's it called?
Public Works.
Yeah, you just go and get one. Isn't that amazing?
Not if you live in York East Center. That's our number one complaint. Like, that's a trend. Is this not a trend? Why don't you send somebody over there to, like, look into all these bins being stolen?
Okay, have you ever called the 911? I don't think, or 311, rather. I don't think we ever have.
Okay,
I've only faxed. Only faxed them. I've never called.
I have once.
What did you call them about?
Well, it was on me, though. I think I missed the garbage day, and I asked, I said, listen, is there any chance the fellas are around the neighborhood, if they wouldn't mind circling back the wagons?
The double back.
Hey, you know what I did, though? You know what I did once? You know the green, your food bin? Mm-hmm. So we forgot it for like 2 weeks or something like that. So like it was really, really heavy. So I wrote a little note on there, and I said, fellas, this is heavy. Just a heads up. I just don't want them pulling their back. You know when you expect a weight of something, and then it's way heavier, you hurt yourself? I thought that was kind of nice.
Well, you didn't pat yourself on the back there. Way to go, partner.
Well, that's why I said, like, listen, you scratch my back. You come back, get my garbage. I'll let you know if it's heavy or not.
That was very generous of you. Mm. So we'll be your 311. Like, what drives you nuts in your yeah. neighborhood? And I got to tell you, I don't have many complaints about where we live.
Hey, listen, if you're upset as I am about your neighbors not testing their wastewater enough, text that in as well. Go door to door and ask.
Don't forget, general pruning is number one on a lot of lists in the city of Toronto. Let's welcome back our friend Sydney, one of our favorite people. Hey, Sydney.
Hey, John, Johnny, and Ryan, my good buddies. How are you guys?
It's been a couple of years, pal.
It's been a long time, and I miss the Christmas parties, too.
Yeah, so do we. We're going to hopefully have them back. Who knows? Maybe for this Christmas, Sydney, you know, you're always invited, buddy. Sydney came with us.
Thank you.
The last time we saw Sydney was when we took a bus trip up to Rama to see Poison. Hey, buddy.
That was an epic trip. I'll never forget that.
Oh, that was
great. It should have been a two-night
stay. Yeah, wouldn't that have been nice? Well, you know, we've given away tickets to shows at Rama, like Steve Earle last week, and there's more and more really good artists being booked for Casino Rama. So who knows? Maybe another bus trip at some point, Sydney.
Sounds good.
How's life treating you in the last while?
Life is good with the family. I just had dental surgery last Thursday, so I'm recovering from that. I actually didn't realize I had a cracked tooth that had been bugging me for about 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I just couldn't wait till my scheduled appointment. I actually ended up going back to my dentist 2 weeks ahead of time. And they found out, they didn't see it in the first x-ray, but they found out as soon as he looked into my mouth, your tooth is completely cracked.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that
complete
sucks.
Extraction.
Yeah, that's no fun, Sydney. Yeah. That's right up there with the compound fracture in the pain department. That sucker doesn't go away, does it?
Yeah, I got to figure out how to eat now. What soft foods for the next 3 months, and I haven't had caffeine for several days, so maybe that's a good change in diet.
Sydney,
I don't know.
What I would do is I would take the tip of a pepperoni stick and replace your tooth with that piece of pepperoni. Just leave it there.
Don't make me laugh too hard, Ryan. Yeah. I'm still stitched up.
Gum is good, too. Gum,
yes. Yeah. Throw a piece of gum in there.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Sydney, great to talk to you, my good man. We have a small veggie pod plus stand. You haven't played in ages, so it's good to have you back with us. Small veggie pod and stand, and we don't have to tell you how this game goes. You know, you have 40 seconds. Parker's got 5 questions.
Yeah, you know, the questions get more difficult as we move on. We actually have a vegetable question at question number 2. Let's see how you do. 40 seconds, Sydney, and your time starts now. A regulation baseball game is made up of 9 sections called what?
Innings.
What vegetable would someone put on their eyes to soothe puffiness and reduce dark circles?
Cucumbers.
What comes after a million?
Trillion?
Next question. What comes after a trillion?
Oh, boy. Zillion?
What country is closest to Antarctica?
Which country is closest, to Antarctica?
Down there. Down south.
Trying to think.
That's okay. Nope, that's all right. You sit tight for a second, Sydney. We'll get John back on.
Sydney
did his thing. No questions about Sydney, Australia, but there is a geography question. Sydney went 2 for 5.
2, the deuce.
Ready to go?
He dropped a deuce.
Yes, he did.
All right, I'll go thrice.
Yes.
I will be correct, my friend.
Let's go. A regulation baseball game is made up of 9 sections called what?
Innings.
What vegetable would someone put on their eyes to soothe puffiness and reduce dark circles?
The cucumber.
What comes after a million?
A billion.
Yeah. What comes after a trillion?
Oh, is it a quintillion?
What country is closest to Antarctica?
Country. Chile.
Yes. JD. Snuck her in there, Sydney. Sorry, pal. 4-2-2. A big win for JD over Sydney. You both missed out on question 4. What comes after a trillion is a quadrillion.
Ah, and I said quintillion.
You were close.
Ah, oh, man.
That makes sense.
Yep. The old, the quad, the 4, the quint, 5. Of course, 4 is closer to the billion than a 5 would be, Sydney. Well, my
that's,
good man,
that's
I hope
our sports teams needs the was it quadmillion win?
Quadrillion.
Win, right?
Yeah.
The hardest win to get, though, right, in sports.
Raptors going to come back here, Sydney?
They're riding the winning momentum. I think so.
Yeah,
I think they might make history, eh? In a year that they weren't even, the expectations weren't really that high, and they're doing it. They're playing really well right now. And I just hope the Leafs will do well, too. I'm going to be down at Maple Leaf Square a lot for to cheer them on during their playoff run.
Yeah, I heard somebody say yesterday the season ends Friday against Boston. They got Detroit tonight and then Boston on Friday.
And one point to clinch. Yeah,
1 point. They need one against these two to get home ice advantage. And then
better get it against Detroit.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Get it done tonight so you don't have to worry about Boston on Friday. But somebody in the know had said that they're expecting the NHL playoffs to begin next Monday.
So, yeah, it's either Monday or Tuesday, right? It I think some teams will start Tuesday, but definitely, yeah, on Monday. It's going to be a late start this year, but the nice thing about it is the weather's, we're going into May, so I remember in April, usually the weather's really chilly down there. So it's going to be, yeah, it might be a little too warm for the jerseys, in fact.
Ah, be a beautiful thing down outside the building for both Raps and Leafs. So, Sydney, always great to talk to you, my good dude.
The feeling is mutual. Thank you, guys.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.